Thank you, Ian. Back to the news now, and as ever, there are reports of efforts for charitable causes, some of which are business-based. Beer sales benefit the mental health charity Mind. Norwich Football Club memorabilia sales benefit the Community Sports Foundation, and there is what is called a Canary Ball Rally. On the issues of health, Norfolk is apparently a dental desert, but new centres are to be established to help out the three major Norfolk hospitals. We'll start with those beer sales. For many years, Carl Newell was the smiling face behind the bar at a beloved city pub. But following the death of the Rose Inn boss in March 2020, publicans have ensured his name will live on in venues across the city. With the Norwich City of Ale Festival due to kick off soon, Carl will be remembered thanks to a beer brewed in his name being on offer at 45 of the watering holes. Mr. Newell's partner, Dawn Hopkins, 52, ran the Queen's Road pub alongside him and described Carl as deeply passionate about Norwich City, craft beer and music of any kind. She has nominated Norfolk and Waveney Mind as the charity the proceeds of the beer, named Esprit, will go to.
Match-worn Norwich City clothing and memorabilia is selling well, as a market stall has doubled its space. On the Stall City has taken on the lease of the neighbouring stall on Norwich Market, which used to be the retro fashion store Stone Angel, run by Keith Goddard. After deciding to call it a day, Mr. Goddard's stall was taken over by the expanding On the Stall City. The stall now has one side dedicated to second-hand donations and new items in the other half, with all profits going to the Community Sports Foundation.
A man has driven a 500-mile coastal loop to raise money for sport in the community. Kevin Foley, who is a franchisee of Norwich McDonald's, participated in the Canary Ball Rally Challenge this year by driving the famous NC500 route, a 500-mile coastal loop around the north of Scotland to raise funds for Norwich City Community Sports Foundation. Organised by local business Credo Asset Finance, Kevin, on behalf of the McDonald's team in Norwich, was one of the 24 who took part in the drive at the end of April. The Canary Ball Rally raised a total of $60,000, with Kevin's team contributing $3,000 through sponsorship. These funds will allow Norwich City Community Sports Foundation to support disadvantaged and disabled people in Norfolk.
People across Norfolk and Waveney have among the most limited access to an NHS dentist in England, a new report has revealed. Figures obtained by the Association of Dental Groups name it as the fifth worst affected area, with 38 dentists per 100,000 people. The report reveals that just 36% of adults had seen a dentist in the last 2 years, and a low percentage of children in the area had seen a dentist in the last 12 months, at 34.9%. It calls for an urgent need to level up dentistry, with rural and coastal areas facing the biggest struggle to be seen by an NHS dentist, and where recruitment is now near impossible.
New centres designed to speed up diagnosis of disease and reduce waiting lists are planned for all three of Norfolk's main hospitals. Planning applications for a trio of diagnostic assessment centres have been submitted by Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group. These centres will be placed next to each of the county's three main hospitals, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the Queen Elizabeth in King's Lynn, and the James Paget in Galston. The new facilities have been mooted as part of efforts to deal with backlogs caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, aiming to ensure people can be diagnosed quicker and waiting lists can be reduced.
Well, we've now reached the end of part one. Mike and Pauline will follow on now with part two, with more news, a second feature, and information desk. So Gaynor and I will say goodbye for this week, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.